Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Burns joins us right now, the Public Information Officer, I think is her title, for the New Orleans International Airport. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Did I get your title right or not?
Well, that's close enough. Director of Communications, but I do serve as Public Information Officer as well.
Well, we can make you Director of Communications if that's what you are, Aaron Burns with the airport. Tell me what's going on at the airport, seriously.
So the airlines are looking at resuming flights this afternoon. Fortunately, yesterday we were able to get some snowplow equipment to clear off the airport, access roadways, and also the airfield. So the airfield is open and available, and our airlines right now are working on getting staff in and spooling up operations. So that is a positive sign. We just want to advise people to continue to check with their airlines on the latest for their accurate flight status. It's important that they don't try to come to the airport unless they do have a confirmed departure. And then pay attention to public officials. Be careful on the roadways if they absolutely need to get to the airport. We're aware that there's still pretty dangerous road conditions out there. So we're just advising people to be cautious and follow the directives of public officials.
I get texts often, and I'm sure you do too, over at the airport, but it is always best to check directly with the airline, is it not?
Oh, yes, always. Airlines, each one operates differently, and they all make their own individual decisions based on a variety of factors. If and when they can resume operations or decide to cancel flights, and so they have the best source of information for you.
And besides, you don't know at New Orleans, you don't know what's going on at the Atlanta airport or Los Angeles or New York or wherever that affects the other flights or pilots or this or that. The other thing, that's why you got to check with the airline. Did anybody get stuck at the airport, Aaron? I'm just wondering with all of this.
Yeah, so we did have a handful of people who did end up having to stay at the airport throughout the storm event, and we were able to get them all into a one safe space, and we provided some accommodations to them when we could, just to make sure that they were okay, understanding that they really, by the time that the weather started coming in, they didn't have anywhere else to go.
Did they have anything?
We always advise people.
I'm sorry, were you able to feed them? Okay. You always advise people?
We were able to feed them. There are vending machines available in the airport. So, and whatever other needs they had, we tried to do what we could. Of course, we always advise people to get somewhere else safe during weather events because the airport doesn't really have the capacity to operate as a public shelter during these types of weather events. But, when we can, we do what we can to support the people who didn't have any other options.
Have you ever spent the night in an airport, Aaron?
I have not, fortunately.
Don't. It's terrible. It's awful. But it's not supposed to be a hotel. It happens, but sometimes it does happen, and I'm glad you made the people as comfortable as you could. When it comes to the runway, I had a thought about, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I just thought I'd ask you, when it comes to snowplowing the runways or whatever they had to do, I would think, was watching them plow Magazine Street yesterday. They got to be a little bit more cautious because that runway has to be pretty good shape after they finish, right?
Right, and you need specialized equipment or people who are experienced in clearing that type of pavement that is on a runway. And fortunately, the crew that was here in New Orleans helping to clear the streets and our runways, the crew from Indiana who work regularly at the Indianapolis airport and clearing their runways. So we did have an experienced crew out there who knew what they were doing, and they really did an excellent job in getting that airfield clear for us.
So the airport will be open when, or it is open? Give me the status, I guess, how we'll wrap this up.
So to clarify, the airport itself In terms of the airfield, is open and available. We actually had some general aviation activity. A flight landed this morning. Okay. So the airfield is open and available. And then the airport itself, by 10 a.m., JPSO is going to start letting passengers come in through our roadways. We want people to be cautious, of course. 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay, so within about 40 minutes, you'll be able to actually access the airport if everything goes according to plan. Continue, please.
Right. Yes, that's right. And TSA intends to open the checkpoint at about 10 or 10:30 a.m. So people who do have confirmed scheduled departures can start making their way to the airport later this morning to get on some flights that are scheduled in the afternoon.
Any final thoughts? The parking and everything, you got the places staffed up or whatever you need for parking lots?
Yes, parking operations are running. Anyone who may have reserved parking during this period and had a flight canceled, they can reach out to our parking operators. Details are on our website if they need to get any refunds because of weather-related cancellations.
And for all the information they need about the airport, where do they go?
They can go to flymsy.com. We're doing our best to keep it updated with the reports that we're getting from the airlines directly on what their plans are. So we have links to airlines' websites and travel advisories so that they can figure out where to go and what to do. We know a lot of people are trying to either get home or they had travel scheduled. And we know a lot of people were going up to D.C. So it looks like today things are going to start to spool back up and hopefully things are operating more normally tomorrow and into the weekend.
I would guess one of those general aviation might have been the Milwaukee Bucks going home.
No, it wasn't the Milwaukee Bucks. It was a smaller aircraft.
All right. Well, thank you, Aaron Burns, Chief Communications Officer, Director of Communications for the New Orleans Louis Armstrong Airport. The roads are expected to open around 10 o'clock. That's when JP will let you get to the airport and then check with your airline to see about flights. Nola Reddy texting out, temperatures forecast to rise above freezing today. Please turn off faucets once temps are above 32 degrees at about 11 a.m. And again, it's all about the physics. It's either freezing or it's not. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, when we return on WWL.